Most folks think of infrared and heat interchangeably. After all, we call that red reflector bulb in the bathroom a heat lamp. But they're not the same. Rather, infrared creates heat. They are two entirely different animals, and you may as well be the only one on your block who knows this. Think of infrared as invisible waves of light, long waves, with each crest a millimeter from the next. Heat, on the other hand, is the motion of atoms and molecules, little solid things moving or jiggling. They really have nothing in common. Except for this, infrared light rays have just the right spacing to give entire atoms a little push. Beam enough of the correctly sized waves at anything, and all its atoms will start to vibrate. Voila! Heat. The sun gives off half its energy as infrared. Now, in summer, the high-up sun radiates so much infrared, it makes the atoms in stones and soil vibrate faster, so that every day the ground heats up. At night, this atom motion works the other way, and each rock and driveway creates its own infrared that tries to zoom straight up into space and escape. But here's an amazing thing. Infrared travels in a straight line through all our air's gases that have one or two atoms apiece, like oxygen and nitrogen. But gases with three atoms, like carbon dioxide and water vapor, do not let the infrared pass straight through. When it hits these molecules, infrared gets absorbed and then re-radiated in all directions, including back down toward the ground. This is why CO2 and water vapor serve as blankets that warm the night. This is the simple secret behind greenhouse gases. When nights are clear, the infrared goes into space. But when it's cloudy, all those clouds' water vapor sends some of the infrared back downward so that clouds keep the night warmer. And although CO2 makes up just 1/25% of our air, it acts a bit like a blanket, too. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.